AM 1240 and 95.3 FM, WJON. This is our My Life series, and my guest today is John Mollet, longtime high school writer for the Star Tribune, and has been with the Minnesota State High School League for many years as well, and is now retiring. John, thanks for joining me, and I appreciate you doing this.
Hey, Jay, glad to be talking to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, John, let's start from the beginning. Where were you born? Where'd you grow up?
A little town in northwest Iowa, Grettinger, Iowa. For Minnesotans, geographically, if you know where Fairmont and Jackson are, it's about 40 miles south of there, second tier of counties into northern Iowa. Town of 800 people then, 800 people now. Graduated from high school in 1977, and I was a sports kid. All I wanted to do was be involved in sports. You know, I was the elementary kid who was the bat boy for the high school baseball team. I read every sports book, every sports magazine I could get my hands on. I played football in the winter, football in the fall, basketball in the winter. In the spring, I was on the track team and the golf team because we didn't have enough kids to do otherwise. And in Iowa, high school baseball and softball, they're played in the summer. So I was a year-round athlete. Not a very good one, but I had a lot of fun. And I think early on knew that being involved in sports was really something I enjoyed. And that hasn't changed. I still, as a 66-year-old, almost 67, that's still the thing I enjoy most about work. My work life is being involved with sports. And it all started in that little town in Iowa.
In Grettinburg, Iowa. Okay, so what did your parents do when you were a kid there, John?
Yeah, it was kind of a Mayberry, Leave It to Beaver type thing, Jay. My dad was the town barber with the little barber shop on the one block main street. My mom was a stay-at-home mom for a long time, raising six kids, but she was also an elementary teacher. So she was trained as an elementary teacher. Then they started having kids, and she stayed home. And then by the time the last of the kids, I'm the second oldest of six, by the time the youngest were starting to get a little older, she went back to teaching, and she's still there. My dad died 10 years ago, but my mom's 92, still living in the same house we all grew up in, and super healthy, still drives, doesn't like to drive at night, has a full social life, and we're grateful for that.
Five siblings. That is a full house. Brothers, sisters.
Two girls, four boys. I'm the second oldest, the second boy. And we didn't think we had a big family because you had some of these. We're Irish Catholic. You had these Irish Catholic farm families with 10 kids or 12 kids or more than that, and six wasn't a big family in the 60s and the 70s. Compared to now, you look at a family of six now, you think, what in the heck? What's going on there? But back then, six, we didn't think that was out of the ordinary at all, and it really wasn't.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right. My parents, my dad is one of five, and my mom is one of six. So I think it is pretty standard, at least at that point, that a lot of big families.
My dad was one of 12, and there were three sets of twins in his family. So yeah, the six, he only got halfway there when he got married.
All right. So there is no lack of people around to do stuff with the siblings that you had, and probably in a small town like that, you get to know everybody. So you mentioned you're interested in sports. Did you do a lot of pickup games, things like that as a youngster?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all we did. We played kickball in the yard and this old game, kick the can, as it was starting to get dark in the summer. Yeah, you basically, you don't come home till the streetlights come on. And it's a small town. We rode our bikes everywhere. We had a ballpark, a small town ballpark where the outfield of the baseball field was the football field in the fall. And we didn't have a track. We didn't really have anything more than the school gym, the little tiny school gym in the ballpark. And that's where I hung out. I was always, if there's anything going on sports wise, the high school football team practicing after school, and I'm a little kid, I was watching that. If I'm playing with my friends, my parents really never worried about me. They just knew I was either at the ballpark or wherever watching sports somewhere. If I was home, I was probably in my room that I shared with my older brother, but I was probably reading a sports book. And our little library in our little town and our school library didn't have a whole lot of, didn't have a whole lot of books anyway. They were so small, but they had one bookcase in the town library that was devoted to sports books. And I read every one of those books, and some of them I read more than once. And that's really, I was super interested in that. You know, one of my uncles subscribed to Sports Illustrated. So if we went to their house up the road in Estherville, Iowa, I didn't do a whole lot of socializing there. I was sitting in a corner reading his Sports Illustrateds, and he'd let me take them home if he was done with them. So that was kind of how I existed as a kid.
Were you a big Iowa Hawkeye fan, Cyclones, professional sports? What were you, all things?
Yeah, it was different then. You got basically one Major League Baseball game a week on Saturday afternoon. So we were Twins fans. So we would come up to a game rarely, not every year. We might come up to one game every few years. I was a Vikings fan back when the Vikings knew how to go to the Super Bowl. Didn't know how to win them, but they knew how to get there. And then in Iowa, you're a Hawkeye fan or you're a Cyclone fan. I was never a super fan of either. I just liked following those teams. I grew up reading the Des Moines Register, which is kind of like very similar to the Star Tribune here. In fact, back then they were owned by the same company. But I have this really vivid memory of being 16 years old on a Saturday afternoon. If I could get my hands on our family's one car for a little bit, I get in the car, you go to one of the two gas stations, put $2 worth of gas in it to cover your exploits, and just drive around listening to usually an Iowa Hawkeyes football game. And I at 16 and 17 doing that, I remember just thinking, that's where I want to be. I want to be at those big sporting events. And that worked out. I covered college football and basketball in Iowa in my early days, but I just remember nothing against my hometown, but this is not where I want to spend my life. There's great things here, but I want to do more. I want to do bigger things and be involved in the sports world in a bigger way.
My guest today is John Millay. He's been with the State High School League for a long time. Also was with the Star Tribune, a writer there. This is our My Life series. More to come in just a moment.